Doug Steffen. That's better. Dudley Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and we're going to celebrate Jennifer Horn's last day on the Good Day program.
Oh.
Sad but true. Jennifer's going away. Bye, Jennifer.
Bye, Jackie.
Have a nice trip.
Thanks for everything.
See you later.
Don't
so
make it
long.
Seem like that. I'll be back in a week.
Oh, all right. Hey, but you're leaving.
What?
It's not
so
good
when
you leave.
So where are you
going? Going to Antigua.
Antigua?
Antigua. So in
no,
her
I
place,
say Antigua.
We'll have
where
more of Roberta Fasanelli. Won't that be exciting? Roberta is our queen of cheap, and as such, she's done a lot of research over the last 24 hours to find very good deals for you, and these are a few of the things she's going to be talking about in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Oh, we have customized iPhone cases. We have free piano lessons. We have American Girl stuff. And we're going to tell you about the increase at Amazon Prime. On what
have you,
you
got a microphone that will make you sound like you're actually on the air?
How's this? Is this better, Bob?
Oh, terrific, Roberta. Very, very
okay.
good.
Talking to the mic.
The aviation investigation into what has happened with that missing, say it again, Doug, missing Malaysian jetliner. They're looking into whether communication from the jet may have been deliberately cut off. So who thinks this was a hijacking? Who thinks somebody blew the plane up? Who thinks there was a problem mechanically on the plane? See, I don't believe there was a problem, and I never did believe there was a problem, because this is one of the best planes ever made.
Right.
And the U.S. says that it flew for 4 hours without communication, because they can read engine information that's sent back to them. But Reuters is reporting that Rolls-Royce has said on Friday that it concurs with denials from the Malaysian government, because the Malaysian government, you know, is saying, nope, that's impossible, that's not true. But Rolls-Royce is now agreeing with Malaysia, so...
Rolls-Royce built the engines that were on the plane.
Right.
There are three sources of engines. You can buy three different kinds of jet engines on any of the jets that are produced today, whether it be the crap can Airbuses or the various models that Boeing. Your choice is Rolls-Royce engines, Pratt & Whitney engines, mm-hmm. or engines that are made by, what's the third one? Pratt & Whitney. Oh, General Electric. It says one of those three builds the engines, and you make your... I don't know what the difference is. I don't think you can tell by listening to them on the plane. There's just a preference. Some have a little more thrust, that kind of stuff. At any rate, the indication is that the missing plane now may have crashed in the Indian Ocean.
Wow.
So the USS Kidd is on its way to the area to begin searching. This is the expansion... It's called the Andaman Sea. The folks in Malaysia have asked the United States to please help, and of course we're there to do it because we're the world's savior. And as a result of all of this, and more the speculation postulate, what the heck happened to the plane? This is the biggest item of conversation on the radio and on television. Matter of fact, there is a study of how much time various networks, I don't know who does these studies, but CNN under fire because they basically have done nothing else but talk about the Malaysian airplane. Now, this in the face of other things that are going on. For example,
it helped them in the ratings, though. Anderson Cooper, for like the first time ever, actually beat Bill O'Reilly.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't realize that.
Because he was doing coverage of the plane.
Isn't that? People are fascinated with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, they don't
it's
really
like
care,
Amelia so. Earhart. Did you hear they might have found Amelia Earhart's plane?
Yeah. We didn't hear that. While they were looking for this Malaysian plane, they found wreckage of another plane. May have been.
They think it's Amelia Earhart.
Really? Is that what they think, Roberta?
Yes, they do, Doug.
Did you hear that, Jennifer? That's what they think.
Who's they?
Hey, them.
Them, them.
Them.
Them, the investigators. Those
I think Roberta's
serious.
Just torturing me for the fun of it. With the microphone, don't you think that's what you're doing, Jennifer?
She's like,
yes, I am, Doug.
I know you are.
You for the fun of it, just to... Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Doug. Yes,
okay, Jennifer. The twist yesterday...
So easy to torture you.
Will you stop in a minute so we can actually get some
breaking
work
news.
Done here? The what case of the man accused of shooting the movie theater goer in Florida, Mr. Mm-hmm. Curtis Reeves, apparently was also... texting his son just moments before the shooting. And this comes from this guy's own son. See, he's ratting out his father. He told detectives that his father texted him at 1:04 on January 13th, told him he was seated in the theater, and what is it, 2 minutes later, Reeves shot and killed 43-year-old Chad Olson.
For texting his son.
For texting. No, he was texting the babysitter because there was a problem.
The babysitter, right.
The babysitter had texted Mr. Olson because they're apparently one of the daughters had gotten sick, if I remember that correctly. Wasn't that the story?
Something like that.
It was something with the kid or something.
Yeah.
And so this is what drives me nuts about the legal. Everybody saw this guy shoot this kid. He pleads not guilty. What do you mean not guilty?
Because he's going to say he was scared for his life.
Guy was throwing popcorn at him? Come on. This guy needs to have the book thrown at him. Every page. Anybody disagree? 888-302-3684.
Who brings a gun into a movie theater? I mean, honestly.
Nobody in their right mind.
Well, it's Florida.
Yeah. Poor Florida. But you're just saying, well, it's... You know, the stand by your man or whatever they call it. What is it?
Stand your ground.
Yeah, the movie theater, right.
Yeah, because something dangerous is going to happen. Well, then they can say, well, look what happened in the movie theater. Where was it? Where was that shoot up in
Colorado?
People should be allowed to bring guns wherever they want.
You know what? That will never happen in Colorado again.
Responsible.
Never, ever will there be anything like that being a problem in Colorado.
Well,
because everybody's smoking grass now. Everybody's calmed way down. Colorado is going to be the perfect place to be.
Listen to Doug sounding all like cool and hippie-like.
That's me, cool and hippie. I want to have
bring
you.
I want to bring you to Colorado, Doug, and get you stoned.
Oh,
really?
Gosh.
Yes. I think it would be hilarious.
Why do I have to go to Colorado to be stoned? I can get the stuff on the street anywhere.
You never take me anybody.
I'm going to get you some coffee, though, Roberta.
You are getting me coffee. Right. I know that.
All right.
Coffee is proof that God loves us.
A new coffee sponsor. You're going to love this stuff, by the way, as soon as you get it. This is the best coffee in the world, and I'm going to be happy to talk about it here on the Good Day program. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk about how you can stop your hair loss. Hair solutions. How many people start the day by looking in the mirror and seeing what you don't have, rather than giving yourself credit for what you do have? And I think, you know, under the circumstances, I understand, people are bothered more than anything else by two things: wrinkles on their face and lack of hair on their head, right? More and more people, they don't worry about their physique as much, perhaps, as they ought to. But because we're in this anti-aging zone, our country is so focused on how you look and what you can do to make sure that you look younger longer. The way to do that is to minimize hair loss and, more importantly, to help stimulate healthy new hair. So if you're looking for an appearance boost, you need to call 800-525-8319 now and stop your hair loss by using Provia. Provia, in 2 to 3 months, you'll have amazing results because Provia cleanses your scalp, gets the stuff that's like concrete stuck in your pores on your head, cleans it out. That's the old stuff, the residue from the cheap shampoos you've used all these years. Cleanse it, and then what happens? Absolutely, the follicles will come out under the scalp. They're there. They'll start growing, and people say, wow, your hair looks great. What have you done? You can tell them that you ordered Provia thanks to the helpful hints of the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 800-525-8319. Yes, get the appearance you have missed. And you would like to look at your hair, and you see the before and after pictures of people who are using this stuff. I think that's what's very cool about it. So the solution to your problem is to get Provia. 800-525-8319. What do I say? Stop the hair loss now. Do it naturally. 800-525-8319.
Everyone, we're going to need volunteers to work this weekend.
Man, this scalp itch is killing me.
Thanks for volunteering, Mark. And let him be an example for the rest of you.
It's time for new Salsa Blue Scalp Itch Treatment. It works at the source with the number one anti-itch medicine, hydrocortisone, plus soothing aloe for fast relief. New Salsa Blue Scalp Itch. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something.
And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like a PV5-in-1 electric guitar pack for just $89. Or a 10-pack of drumsticks for just $9. Seriously, spot the Green Tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of Green Tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's. Remember, Kohl's wants you to recognize young volunteers for a commitment they've made to certain services. If you know a young volunteer that is anywhere between the ages of 6 and 18 who has made a difference, a boy or a girl in your community, that's very cool, you can nominate him or her for the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Get a $10,000 scholarship grant. Nominations open for the rest of the day today. It's the last day, so don't wait while you're thinking about it. Come up with a name. Nominate a young volunteer in your community. If you'd like to look at the parameters, you can check out KohlsKids.com, KohlsKids, KohlsKids.com. All right, Roberta, we have some items. I like it when you tell us a little. I was anticipating the American Girl deals. I want to know about
that. We're not going to start with that one. We're going to start with iPhone cases. These are customized iPhone cases. You can put any picture you want on them. There's a couple of templates you can use, and they're 50% off. They're normally about $40. You get them for about $20. And, you know, these make great Mother's Day or Father's Day or Grandparents' Day gifts. I mean, think about it. You put your grandkids on it and give it to Grandma and Grandpa. It'd be fantastic. Amazon has a free piano lesson ebook. It's a step-by-step, easy-to-follow, 60-lesson song and beginner piano guide to get you started. Absolutely free from Amazon. We tell you how to get it at DougStefan.com. Now, American Girl, they have something called a Bitty Baby Set. Normally, this is about $180. It comes with a whole bunch of things, you know, all sorts of clothes and bottles and, you know, make-believe baby stuff, even a suitcase. So normally it's $180, but right now you can get it for just $72 with a coupon code that we have for you at DougStefan.com. What I would do is if you have a kid who loves American Girl, just buy it now and stash it away for the holidays. And this note, too, you know, Amazon Prime, which I love Amazon Prime. I've belonged to it for many years. And now you get e-books free. You can borrow Kindle books. You can get videos streaming, kind of like Netflix. Well, they're raising the price on April 17th from $79 to $99. But right now, if you join, you can still take advantage of the lower price and have it for a full year. So all of this on DougStefan.com. At the Queen of Cheap.
Queen of Cheap, right next to the Supermarket Guru's information. Check out Phil Lempert while you're there, checking things out in general at DougStefan.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I can't look at the stars. Makes me wonder where you are.
Okay, let's update the situation with American Idol. You watched this last night, Roberta? You seen this?
No, I was out last night. Yeah.
Jen, did you watch it last
Absolutely
night?
Absolutely not. I was watching the Kings game.
I have listened to that. Absolutely not.
Huh.
Okay, so Sam Wolfe and Majesty Rose are safe. Sam was in the bottom three. Let's see here. Ben Briley is the bottom vote getter. So he's here now. This is Ben Briley singing Stars to try to save himself. Crank it up. Let's see if he
does. Good luck, buddy.
One that makes me wonder where you are. Stars.
Okay, this is supposed to be like your best song because you're trying to save yourself.
All right, so let's hear what the judges have to say about Ben Briley's performance.
Ben, we love your voice. We've loved it since day one. But what we got to see is this sort of artistic growth, and we don't collectively feel like we've necessarily seen that as much as we wished we had at this stage. But we love you, man. Unfortunately, we can't use our save with you tonight.
Yeah.
Get lost.
No kidding.
We love you, but get lost.
We love you, but...
Yeah. See you later, alligator.
Yeah.
All right, so a couple more nights. American Idol changed their time to later last night because there was some show that was on at 9 o'clock on Thursday that failed. Didn't you talk about that yesterday on your television report?
I sure did, Dougie, yes. Yeah.
See, I remember that.
A plethora of information.
As a matter of fact, another half hour, or less than a half hour, in the next half hour, Jennifer updates television news for us here on Good Day. Speaking of that, the... there was a discussion with Wendy Williams, who I find quite entertaining on her program. Michael, cut 1404.
Wendy, so you have Williams. A teenage daughter.
Yes, I do.
And you want to talk to her about sex.
Yes.
Is there any particular reason why? Does she have a new
boyfriend?
She's,
she's 16. It's her first boyfriend. I met him. He's very nice.
Oh.
And but I just don't know how to have the sex talk with her so I don't become a young grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. And I asked you, you already said you're single, single dad.
Yeah.
Wow, this is late for the sex talk.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's very high academic achiever, so the boys run around.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's like now she's like, oh, now I have a boyfriend. I'm like, oh, yes, here we go.
Well, you know what? You know, take her out for a meal.
Okay.
And talk to her from your heart. You know,
okay.
You obviously don't have to explain body parts because she knows all of
that. Right.
I don't believe at 16 that you need to explain condoms, although you can reinforce it.
Right.
So
right.
She knows that. You don't want her having sex.
No.
So
no,
you'll
no.
tell her that. and you'll. Does she have a curfew?
Yeah, she has to be in like 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but
she has a lot of homework to do, so usually she's already in the house. So
somebody said, oh, that is fine for a 16-year-old. Besides, you can do a lot of things. mine's before 9 o'clock.
Oh yeah, you know, I try to limit. You know, okay, you're at his house for a couple hours. Yes. You know, it's time to come home, have dinner, do your homework. That's it.
Do you know his parents?
Yes, very nice people. Yes. Very nice people.
Do they have a secret area in the house where the kids might disappear and go?
Yeah, they got a basement. It's real nice, big screen television. Yeah. You know.
Listen, I don't want to scare you. You know, but sometimes kids are going to do what kids are going to do.
Right.
The most important thing that she needs to understand is that you've got her college tuition. She's got her whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to be a grandpa at your age. And
right.
She does not want the burden of being having an STD or having a child. Okay.
All right.
Good job, Wendy.
Good advice. Everybody buy that? I think that was pretty good advice.
16? I think it's way too late.
What, for the talk?
For the talk. I mean, goodness, 16? Well, honestly, where's this guy been for, like, the last, you know, five years?
Fathers find it more difficult to talk to their daughters about this than they do talking to their sons about it?
And I think if fathers aren't going to talk until there's a necessity, like...
Who had the talk with you, Jennifer?
Nobody. I kind of figured it out on my own.
Really? Neither your mother or your father?
No one sat me down. My mom and I were always really open with each other, so there was never any formal talk.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you know about what she's doing?
My mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
Not much.
28 after on Good Day. There you
Hi,
go.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. A gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do guardians lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. What would you feel like if you were held this way? I bet you wouldn't like it if you were dangled 6 feet above the ground. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. You wouldn't want to handle a baby that way. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot of our fragile furball's feelings. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands. She'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Especially you guys out there, we have strong hands. So when you play with your cat, be gentle. Just assume they're like a little baby, and you'll find out they won't be afraid of you, and they'll come sit on your lap when you're watching a football game. Or more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
On your radio, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Dudley, Roberta, Jennifer, and Ken. What is new? What is happening? The Wall Street Journal has corrected their story stating that the missing Malaysia Airlines plane flew for up to 4 hours after dropping from radar. They say it was a fact that the plane continued to operate, but they didn't get that information from engine data. It's from satellite data. If you look at the circle, the sphere of influence as to how far out this plane could have gone in 4 hours from where it took off, it is really pretty interesting. Look at that wide circle. It could have gone halfway into China, halfway into India. It could have gone halfway out into the Indian Ocean. Could have gone to the coast of Australia. Could have gone all over Indonesia. It's amazing. What could have happened, and this is what has people all worked up. So our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you what you think about the way the news media has been covering Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, thus the story we also have at DougSteffen.com about CNN and how Jennifer says in her television report that their ratings are better because of their focus on this one issue.
Right.
So you can check that. By the way, Jennifer's report coming along in just a few minutes here. In the meantime, yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com had it's sort of a follow-up to what Phil Limpert posted in his Supermarket Guru blog about going to the grocery store and paying with cash, because that seems to be the trend, especially after what's happened to Target and other stores. People want to spend, go back to using cash. So we asked you what form of payment you use. And 44% of you said you're using debit cards, which is, in fact, what I do at the store. What do, Roberta? You pay cash, debit cards? How do you pay?
Mostly debit cards.
Yeah. What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, mostly debit cards.
And Jen?
Me too.
Okay. Let's see. What else we got? 18% said they used cash to pay for their groceries. 15% said they pay for it with checks. I find that awkward.
You know, and
getting
I'm
a check at the grocery
I'm behind
store.
You guys that use checks every time.
Yeah, right.
every time someone uses a check.
14% said they used credit cards. Remember the difference between a credit card and a debit card, as you know. And 10% said it depends on what they have. You got cash, use that. You got a check, use that. You got a credit card, use that. So I thought that was pretty enlightening. All right, so those are our polls at DougStephan.com as people continue to be fascinated with this whole thing regarding the plane. Congress this week has heard a pitch for tax breaks for pot in a measure of how the marijuana movement has come about. Pot advocates are now lobbying Congress to get tax breaks for the growing, like farmers get tax breaks for various crops. The National Cannabis Industry Association has made a point of dressing well. They were, you know, a lot of people think that those
Is
people...
Is that the new CIA?
What, the NCIA? Yeah, hey, the NCIA, the cannabis industry. So a lot of people think that the pot smokers of the world are a pretty scruffy-looking bunch. So these guys got all dressed up as they went to lobby Washington, arguing for more lenient treatment under federal laws.
They wiped the Dorito dust off their suit jackets.
A flurry of state decisions. So as that's happened, and this is, by the way, one of the big items of interest this week, as I review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, another show that I do, a lot of these same stations carry the three-hour Talk Radio Countdown Show. This was, where was this on the list, Kenny? I think it was like number 7 or 8 on the top. Let me see if I can find it here. It was, where the hell, marijuana policy, number 9. All right, so it's something that's on people's minds for sure. Should there be a difference? Whether you think there ought to be or not doesn't really make much difference. I mean, it's the collective data, not the individual data, other than here I'm interested. But there is a movement here, and a lot of people wonder, okay, so if we put aside smoking nicotine-laden tobacco, why is it that we think this is better? And the criticism, it just is very amusing, actually. Kenny, may I go back with you for just a moment to get some of the comments from some of our listeners about the number one item this week, the Malaysian Airlines flights, the 370 fate. What are some more comments from Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day?
Warren says, heartbreaking for families of passengers on Flight 370 as each day brings new leads but turns up no sign of the missing plane.
Yep. No sign. Nothing.
Sam says, by the end of this saga, I'll end up being an expert in aviation and Southeast Asia geography.
So that's good. What's wrong with that? More people should be, I don't know, experts the right way, but certainly should be aware of that sort of thing. I think that I'm looking at a Reuters report now, citing unnamed sources that the plane was deliberately flown across the Malay Peninsula toward the Andaman Islands. And again, looking at that map, you can see where it could go. But that plane couldn't land. There's no strip on these islands, small islands. That plane couldn't land. That plane needs almost a mile of runway in order to function. All right, so what else, Kenny?
Eddie says, is it just me or does anyone else hear the Twilight Zone theme music when listening to news of this missing plane?
Yeah. I hear it too. Have you heard it?
You heard it just now, yeah.
You hear it?
That's the music in my head. Is it too loud?
Really?
Here, let me turn it down a little.
Let me see.
That's better.
Thank you very much, Roberta.
Let's see. I'm glad you appreciate it.
Kenny, you got any more, or you want me to move on?
Let's see. One more. Lisa says, the Internet shows us how small the world is, but a missing Malaysia Airlines plane shows just how vast the planet is.
You know, I think about that. We say all the time how small our planet is, and everything's relative. When you think about, let's say, let me start with the airplane. I remember the day the 777 was introduced for commercial usage. I stood under the wing of the first 777 to be delivered on the day it was delivered. I did my radio program from the Boeing plant in Everett, Washington. And I remember looking up at the plane, going into the plane. There was a United Airlines 777. There was a British Airways 777 that was in there. And it just, it was awesome to see these things. And the result of American know-how, the way these planes are built, you see the vastness of the building and how they move the planes along to construct them. I was just fascinated with it, frankly. And so you think of that, and I thought, wow, this thing is so big. And then you get into a plane, and you get up in the air, and you look around, and you see, as you, if you're going to cross, let's say I've taken a 777 in a number of different directions, mostly to England. So you fly over the North Sea, and you look out, and you see water as far as you can see. You could do that under an acer, go out in a boat for an hour or two. And when you think that the Earth is covered, about 70% of the surface of the Earth is covered with water. And then you think about the storms that are as massive as some of these hurricanes and typhoons are, and what impact they have on your living on this planet. And then put into perspective how small our planet is in terms of our own solar system. Most of the other planets in our solar system are bigger than ours. Okay? Then you figure out our solar system is one of the smallest in our galaxy, the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe. And there are more galaxies than you could count. And thus, when we hear numbers like there are numbers that have been floating around the last 4 or 5 months about the Earth and its relative importance in the universe, when you heard the story about 894,000 other planets that they probably have figured are just like the Earth out there someplace. And then you think about your own life. Come back to Earth. Think about your significance here. What are you doing to make the planet better? And if the planet is better, is our solar system better? And if our solar system is better, is our galaxy better? And if our galaxy is better, is the universe better? I mean, think about it. Have you got a headache yet? You think about all of these things, and yeah. But that doesn't discount what your import is. You are important to lots and lots of people for lots and lots of good reasons. So do something good with your life and give credit to those who are doing good things by being thankful for them. How many of you have posted this week something that you are grateful for? Are you aware of your blessings and how you came upon to have the benefits that you've been given? Individual responses at facebook.com/Good Day Show. I put as often as I can ideas that I hope prompt you to think about what you're grateful for. See the postings. I haven't done anything, I think, once this week, Kenny. Have I done more than one this week? I'm trying to think about what I said.
I don't think so.
No. Well, I don't think you abuse it, although it would be nice if every day. I can't think of these things every day. But I will tell you, there are a lot of things that has changed. I was thankful, actually, last night for the Louise Hay book. Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier, and what's in Louise Hay's writings.
I'm looking at mine right now.
Yeah, there are many things that help you understand what's going on in your body, and often Louise Hay did some fantastic research. So, Kenny, I think you can post that. I'm thankful and grateful for the information that I have found in many, actually, of Louise Hay's books. And the one that Jennifer and I are talking about, one that I was reading last night, and Jennifer actually coincidentally was reading it too, takes the various issues you may have physically with your body and connects those issues to things that may be problems. Why do you have problems with your neck, your throat, your ankle, your back, whatever it is?
You can heal your life is what it's called.
Yeah. Say again the title.
You Can Heal Your Life.
Get it on Amazon.com. I don't know, Roberta, you ever see that book? You read anything from Louise Hay?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to.
You might
want
to check it. This is right up your alley.
Absolutely.
You would like this very much. What about you, Kenny? Louise Hay? Read any of her stuff?
I'm not familiar with it, but I'm looking into it right now as we speak.
I think you'd find it. I bet Lisa would really like it, frankly. All right, so there's our reading lesson for the week. Now, let me give you a lesson on self-defense, life defense. Did you know that every 3 seconds somebody's identity is stolen? All of us here, Ken, Jennifer, Roberta, me, have all been affected by having identity theft. It would have cost me $9,000 had I not had a good bank to deal with, and many of you don't. So if you've had somebody drain money from your bank account and the bank's giving you a hard time, you'll want to listen to what I have to say here in the next 60 seconds. I'm suggesting you call the experts at Life Defense for a way to protect your identity, protect your valuable assets. The folks at Life Defense are relentless about protecting your identity. Somebody told me about this a couple of weeks ago, and instantly I joined. The folks at Life Defense monitor billions of records to help protect you and your family. You get monthly all-clear emails if no theft has been detected from them. You'll be covered up to $1 million for identity theft. So whether it's somebody here or somebody there, you know you've heard it from your friends and family. Identity theft has been devastating. If it hasn't been to you, it has been to somebody you know. I guarantee that. That's why I've started to protect myself with Life Defense. You can, too, by calling 800-366-1026 for a 30-day trial of Life Defense. And you get a free identity theft risk score analysis. Plus, if you need emergency roadside assistance, this is a great way to get it. Part of the package here. From Life Defense, 800-366-1026. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for protection. 800-366-1026.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Can I sleep in your bed?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
And all this time I thought I was on the air. I wasted my breath getting all excited about...
Michael's the real boss around here, Doug.
Jennifer, I understand that, right? So yesterday Jennifer told us that CBS had renewed the Big Bang Theory.
Right.
And not just for 1 year, but 3 more years. Now they've announced some renewals of more of their shows. What's on the...
Yeah, they do these early renewals. And CBS is bringing back a lot of shows for next year, which is good news if you're a fan of them. 18 primetime series are coming back. They include 9 dramas, NCIS. NCIS, of course, will be back, and NCIS Los Angeles.
And then there's an NCIS, I think, New Orleans or something being developed.
Person of Interest, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, Hawaii Five-O, and Blue Bloods, as well as Criminal Minds, Elementary, and The Good Wife. They'll all be back. The comedies,
what happened to the Person of Interest? That's in there, too, right?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. The renewed comedies are Two Broke Girls, The Millers, which is actually the number one freshman comedy of the season, Mike and Molly, Mom, and the hit 2 1/2 Men. And then in reality show programming, it's The Amazing Race and Undercover Boss will be back. Also, 60 Minutes and 48 Hours got renewals. No word yet on The Crazy Ones, which is Robin Williams' show. It looks like that will not be renewed. And Intelligence may be on the bubble.
As it started. What,
yeah,
the Mentalist,
yeah.
What are they?
Canceling it, I think.
They are.
Yeah, looks like that's it. It looks like it's the end for the Mentalist.
Aren't you surprised at that? I thought it was a pretty good show.
I am, and people like Simon What's-His-Face a lot. So.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Two Broke Girls and CBS, Lindsay Lohan has made some news about going on that show. She did her guest appearance the other day, and apparently it was a train wreck.
What a waste of time.
During the taping, people said she's so lucky to be a working actress. She had trouble with dialogue. It was a mess. cell phone kept ringing.
All of the people who promote her. What a joke. 51 after the hour. We should stop talking about her.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Parsons is here to help you get away. It's the Doug Steffen Weekly Travel Report. Tom Parsons is the CEO of BestFares.com. Speaking of that, we're going to talk in a minute about the response the CEO of Frontier Airlines gave to a family that had a problem in Denver. Wait till you hear this. You'll love this. It's 6 before the hour. Tom Parsons joins us on Good Day right after these words.
March is the month to experience the greatest feeling on earth at Guitar Center's Green Tag event. And the sale just got better with more deals added. I'm talking about a new guitar, amp, pedal, or whatever you need for at least 50% off list. Like AKG headphones for only $19. Or a microphone with cable and stand for just $29. Seriously, spot the green tags and get crazy deals. Get to Guitar Center to find tons of green tag deals throughout the store now through Sunday.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so here's the story. I guess maybe this comes around as part of a question that I read in a blog about this fellow's 22-year-old daughter who was stranded at the airport in Denver after she was unable to pay a fee to Frontier. She was flying with her sister, her brother, his wife, and their baby from Washington Reagan to Salt Lake City. They had a connection in Denver, Tom. In Denver, the daughter took her purse which had her iPad out of her backpack. When the flight started boarding, she grabbed her brother's roller suitcase to help him since he was carrying his baby. He and his family continued to board the plane. The Frontier agent stopped this 22-year-old, told her she couldn't take three bags on board. She apologized, explained that she'd taken her brother's bag, and the airline said, that doesn't make any difference. You're going to have to pay for that bag. And everybody else had gotten on the plane, so the agent wouldn't let her get on the plane to talk to the rest of her family. The agent told her she had to pay $100, and she didn't have $100, so they threw her off the plane. She kept trying to explain to the agent that she didn't have the money and that it was her brother's suitcase. The agent didn't care, didn't bother to go on the plane. Basically, through this young girl, they rebooked her after she agreed to check the bag, but it was an overnight. She had to sleep on the floor in the airport. And then when the father complained to Frontier, the guy who runs Frontier, a guy named Siegel, I think, isn't that his name?
David Siegel, yeah.
Yeah. He sent her and the family a berating email saying that the agent acted properly and they had a lot of balsam trying to sneak another bag onto the plane. Can you imagine anybody that stupid?
Yeah.
This is service? What are you? I would never set foot on another Frontier.
Actually, I would say, first let's see if that was really a letter that David Siegel wrote. All right.
Instead of one of his assistants?
Or someone just, you know, everything on the internet is not always true, mm-hmm. You know. And
this is a story that was in USA Today.
Yeah, I know, but I'd like to see the letter. I just can't imagine a president of an airline being that crazy.
Well,
I mean, if anything, he should be kissing up and, you know, saying we'll look into it and stuff. But
right, instead of the passenger, this is what you get from Enterprise Rent-A-Car all the time. They are so helpful most of the places. They are wonderful in most. They aren't good in Boston, but they're great here in Los Angeles. They really are.
Yeah.
All right, so we have... Any great deals for? I know you like to spend a few seconds talking about some of the great deals that you post at bestfares.com every week.
Yeah, you know, I still think if you're looking for a little secret place, you know, we don't talk about a lot about cruises, but here in Texas where I live, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, they're finishing up their spring break this week. Houston finishes theirs up next week. But out of Houston, we have a Houston port and a Galveston port. And some of the cruises that we're going to be selling for $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 this week are going to be dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap.
Three or four
all right,
weeks.
Check out cruises. That's the bottom line. Cruises specials.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.